due in Seoul soon. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden on the first leg of his diplomatic trip to the Far East.
On the surface, President Biden's first trip to Asia as president is about deepening economic ties with allies in the Indo-Pacific. But the subtext is a warning to China, their eye trained on Taiwan, gauging the world's response to Putin's invasion of Ukraine. President Biden affirming U.S. support for Finland and Sweden to join the NATO alliance after expressing faith that Turkey, Russia's main trading partner, will drop its opposition. On his trip to Asia, Biden will meet with the new South Korean president and Japanese prime minister, also leaders from Australia and India, launching what the White House calls a new Indo-Pacific economic framework, replacing the alliance former President Trump left in 2017.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich in Seoul. The administration says they are prepared for North Korean saber rattling during the trip, which could include a ballistic missile launch or possibly an atomic test. The U.S. Senate still balking at the House-approved $28 million spending bill for the Food and Drug Administration to ease the baby formula shortage.
The bulk of that money would go for inspectors to make sure that the material is not being put on the shelves, which is unsafe.
FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf testifying to a House committee yesterday, but Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says
they misjudged this from the beginning. It's not a matter of money. The FDA has a $6 billion budget.
Both houses of Congress have passed a bill that would loosen the restrictions on baby formula vouchers for families on federal assistance. There's been a mass shooting in Chicago. Police say five people have been shot in the near north side. One of the victims has died. No information yet on the motive or suspects. There's been another shooting at a high school graduation, this time in the Grand Rapids suburb of Kentwood, Michigan. Two people have been injured. The shooters, according to police, are still on the loose. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt says he intends to sign a new abortion bill into law. It would prohibit the procedure in virtually all cases, except if the mother's life is in jeopardy or if there are documented cases of rape or incest. Oklahoma abortion providers say they will stop performing the procedure as soon as the bill is signed. An abortion restriction in Kentucky remains on hold on a federal judge's order.
The ruling by federal judge Rebecca Grady Jennings would keep the law not allowing abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy blocked until the Supreme Court of the United States rules on a Mississippi case. The law, when it was enacted by veto override, all but stopped the procedures at the state's two abortion clinics in Louisville. Planned Parenthood Kentucky CEO Rebecca Gibran said the decision is a sigh of relief for women seeking the service. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron, a Republican, said the fight's not over. Before the law was blocked, women seeking abortions had to travel out of state. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A day after blasting off from Cape Canaveral, the Boeing Starliner is scheduled to dock with the International Space Station for the first time today. There is cargo aboard, but no crew for this inaugural flight of the Boeing spaceship. A fake Romeo is headed for prison in Florida.
A Florida man faces decades in prison after pleading guilty to 25 federal charges, including wire and mail fraud, identity theft, and money laundering. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Brian Wedgeworth used 10 different aliases as he scammed more than 30 women of more than $1.3 million. Court documents indicate he pretended to be a doctor on online dating services and convinced women to send him money, jewelry, and watches. Authorities say there could be more victims. He'll be sentenced in August. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.